Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, October 10, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. Let's step back for a moment and take in the current situation. As we expected to see, and honestly, why what we are seeing is actually going on, the bond market is, showing clear signs of relief. What am I talking about? Well, what did we say would happen? We would see this sell-off in the bond market stop, maybe even reverse as cash would seek the safety of debt. Well, that's exactly what's going on right now. The U.S. 10-year yield has dropped. The MMRI has fallen. But I'm telling you right now, people, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Okay, you ready for it? It's not going to last. It is not going to last. This entire situation that we're seeing is not what it appears to be on any front. This is the military-industrial complex run by the central banks of the world in what I would say is a very disgusting, deliberate effort to liquefy a system that is dying. The world economy is being crushed again by these same institutions, the central banks who run it all. The world today, people, you know this better than anybody, is running out of cash. It's becoming, it's actually completely illiquid. It's insolvent. You know this. It operates in a perpetual vacuum, a bottomless pit of debt, which demands that more debt be added to it every nanosecond of every freaking day, 365 days a freaking year. The black hole of debt can never be filled, nor is it meant to be filled. It's meant to be relentless and constant, and it must be fueled in multiples. That's why we're seeing more war, more reasons to pull cash into the now. All the stuff that you and I have spoken about for freaking years, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. So keep your eyes on the debt market. Again, this is a Band-Aid. And of course, this war is already expanding, in case you're not paying attention to it. We got Egypt now threatening to get into the fray. It's just going to expand widely and fast. Shock and awe must be instituted here. This is why it must grow. More people must die. They will sacrifice you and me and everybody else. Again, what have we said for like 10 years? They will splatter your blood and guts from one end of the earth to the other to keep this system going. All this is doing is making the underlying problem worse. It's not fixing anything. As I said, this is a Band-Aid. Sure, the Ukraine-Russian war, adding liquidity to the system. This new Middle Eastern war, adding liquidity to the system. It's not enough. It will never be enough. So expect another false flag, something big, I'm telling you. They got to find a way, and they will, okay, to get people to back yet another world war. And the only way to do that, is with a major event. And I believe the odds of a false flag, and I mean a big one, occurring here in the United States are probably at an extreme level at this time. This would get the American people to back it. Again, this is going to require enormous amounts of funding. Okay, more than you can possibly imagine. Let me put this into perspective for you. Okay, the war machine here in the United States and around the world has been built up. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. Armed to the teeth. Armed to the teeth. Whenever you've seen this throughout history, war, just by some accident, happens to break out. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Look. If you can't understand what's really going on, I realize that it's difficult. The lies, the distractions, the propaganda, the deceptions, the look here, don't look over there. It's always the same story. Again, keep this in mind with regard to how a nation remains, like the United States, for example, keeps its stranglehold on the world is via its war powers, its ability to inflict its will on anyone it wants to, any nation around the world. This is what they do. They arm themselves to the teeth. So, okay, you know what? Don't get in our way. You're going to pay a price. You understand? That's the way this is. So this buildup of the war machine since the last president, the current president, it's been deliberate, and it's not going to stop. And this is also at the behest of central banks who run the entire show, okay? This war, this is not an intelligence failure. As a matter of fact, we're hearing all kinds of news that Israel was warned repeatedly that something was going to happen. Just like here in the United States prior to, you know, 9/11, same kind of thing. They allow these kinds of situations to occur because and they don't do anything about it. They allow it to happen. They wait for the outcry and they take action. You understand? Problem, reaction, solution. It's always the same story. It will never change. So just keep your eyes on that ball. But again, they need a reason to get American people to go outside and start waving their flags yet again. We must take action now again. So be very, very leery of what you're seeing and understand. This is not the end. There's going to be another false flag and it's going to be big. It's going to be, we knew this one was coming. We called it right here. Okay. Another one's coming. Worse, much bigger. Anyway, so on the back of this, exactly as we said, 10-year yield dropping, some stability here in the debt market. This, if this continues for a little while, and let's see, again, if the war expands, you would expect to see this play out to an even greater degree. More cash moving into the perceived safety of debt, stabilize the debt market, stock market goes higher, the illusion is kept real. You know what this is all about. This is a presidential selection cycle, okay? They must keep the illusion of the market real if they have to kill millions. That's what they will do. That's a fact. All right, now anyway, going back to the market real quick. As I said, stock futures, trading didn't start for about an hour and a half from now. Stock futures are higher. They're not higher by much, but higher nonetheless. The 10-year yield has dropped. The MMRI dropped. It's still in an extreme risk zone with regard to the MMRI. Again, free to you, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. More effort will be put into keeping the debt market stable. And I'll tell you something else. Don't be shocked today if they start floating out Fed presidents to talk the market, ease the market, maybe even talk about cutting rates moving forward. It's all the game. It's how it's played. We understand what they're going to do before they do it, because this is all leading up to, again, a whole new system. This one has to be taken down first. They need more dependency on the system. All the stuff we've talked about since I don't know how freaking long. It's all playing out exactly as we said it would. Gold and silver are mixed this morning, but not doing too much of anything. Cryptocurrencies right now catching a bid, not too much. Crude oil after yesterday's epic run up. I mean, 4.5% higher yesterday. Again, trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half. You got crude under a little bit of pressure right now. Crude's going much, much higher in my view. I would not be surprised to see crude, depending on where this goes, you could see crude tread sideways for a little while. All right, maybe tread sideways, trade sideways, and then make another move up. Generally, that's how it works. All right, we'll see. Of course, if this expands, if more, and it will, all right, if more nations get involved here, in the Middle East, and you will see crude oil move higher faster. But I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to more likely tread sideways a little bit here, maybe bounce around a little bit and then make another move up. But we'll see how that plays out moving forward here. So anyway, in light of this whole new thing, and this is kind of interesting. So the International Mafia Fund, they came out yesterday, and are saying that they're going to upgrade U.S. economic growth. Now, why would they say that? The war machine. Did you see what happened to defense stocks, energy stocks yesterday? The war machine is bullish. The war is bullish, especially here for the United States. More war, the more the economic engine gets to turn, the more munitions will be built. I mean, you know, we're already sending over who knows how much weapons and cash and everything else to Russia, Ukraine, more so now to Israel. Of course, you would expect defense stocks to do well here, energy stocks to do well here, the market to do well here, as long as they can keep the debt market stable. But again, no matter how much they're expecting liquidity to be added to the system, because that's what this war is really about, adding liquidity into a dying system, it's not enough. So more action must happen, another false flag. Interesting, the BRICS nations have now dumped, just in the last month, $17 billion worth of debt. And this is just the beginning. It's they've been dumping and dumping and dumping. China's been dumping and dumping and dumping. They're going to keep dumping, but it's going to get bought up. Of course, you're going to see the Fed buy more. The U.S. debt now is rising at over $1 billion per hour. You all know that. Now, listen to this one last thing I want to discuss with you. Bank of America, you know, the bank that's in huge amounts of trouble, they are warning that this bear market in treasuries and in debt is the worst of all time. Now, understand what they're trying to tell you. Bank of America, these other Wall Street institutions have loaded up on government debt, and they're watching their bond portfolio's value evaporate. Okay, so this is, they're telling you what's going on. People are not going to understand what this means because they don't realize the exposure that these institutions have to U.S. debt. It's off the charts. These banks, the banking system, as you are well aware of, it's in a lot of trouble here. Bank of America is in a lot of trouble here as well. What have I been telling you? Debank yourself. Get out. Just keeping these institutions what you need. The rest of it, people, find a place to put it if you have it. Okay, but right now, according to Janet Yellen, I want to hear from you on this. The American people, we're dealing with rising prices very, very well. She's surprised to see how well that you are dealing with the rising cost of living. She's happy about that. Are you happy about that? I don't think you are. But what else did you expect from these things? They're not even human. All right, people, look, I'm going to end this video here, getting kind of long. Please comment. Let me know what you think about these things. Watch Risk, okay? The MMRI, free to you, free to everyone on this planet. Link in description of this video. Pay attention to that. Yes, we have seen a drop in risk. Yes, we've seen a drop in the 10-year yield. The U.S. dollar, as a matter of fact, this morning is a little weaker, slightly this morning. Could change. But this is what you would expect to see, I would assume, in this environment. So let's see where this goes. It's not going to last. It's not going to last, in my view. They're going to need a lot more people to die. And that the more people that die, the lower the risk for the market is going to be. So just how do you think that's going to play out? All right. Love you a lot. See you later for the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please comment. Please share the video. Those thumbs up are required. Okay, honestly, it lets people see this, lets people hear this work, and I think it's very important for all of us. Okay, I'll see you later.